the three readings from the scriptures today, if you will, come together to describe for us the essentials of what it is to be a disciple. And those essentials are found in prayer and in the Word of God. The community of disciples is committed to prayer. And the community of disciples is committed to living under the light of the Scripture. These readings are not so much about me as an individual or you as an individual. They are about us. What it means to be a community of faith. What it means to be the community of Jesus' disciples, what it means to be the church. In the first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. That ragtag group of Israelites recently freed from Egypt, wandering in the desert, is now attacked by Amalek. Moses, who heads this group, calls his great warrior Joshua, and he tells him to take some warriors and to prepare to face the enemy. And that he will go up, Moses will go up to the high mountain, to the hill, and there he will lift the staff of God and raise his hands in prayer, and Joshua will be successful. So the next day, Joshua is in the desert in the Negev, and he is engaging Amalek and his forces. And Moses and Aaron and Hur are on the hill. And Moses has his hands raised, which is a euphemism, which is an expression that means he was in prayer. Hands raised are the symbol of prayer. Moses prayed, and while Moses prayed, Joshua was strong and victorious. And then Moses got tired. Then Moses stopped praying. And then Amalek became strong and victorious. Well, the two people who were with Moses figured out exactly what was wrong. And quickly they rolled a boulder over to where Moses stood, and they sat him down on the boulder. And then they raised his hands, but they stood on each side of him. And they supported his hands. They prayed with him. Moses no longer prayed alone. The people of Israel prayed with him. And they prayed throughout the day and into the night. They prayed without ceasing. And Joshua was victorious. So the first learning is, it's not about Moses, it's not about you, it's not about me, it's about us. The disciple of Jesus is part of a community of prayer. And the prayer of one advances the prayer of the other. The faith of one sustains the faith of the other. There is no such thing as a rugged individualist Christian. To be a follower of Jesus is to be part of something bigger than oneself. It means to be incorporated into a community of faith, a community of prayer. And that the community is to pray always, to pray insistently. And so that every time you and I begin to pray personally, we need to be aware that we are not praying alone, but that throughout the world, disciples of the Lord, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions are praying, and our prayer is linked with theirs. That there is no moment of the day when the community of faith is not raising its arms in prayer. And our job is to insert ourselves into that, to splice ourselves into that, to unite ourselves with that. So prayer is to be the first, if you will, criteria of what it is to be a community of faith. The second is the Word of God. Paul tells Timothy, remember what you learned from your youth. When you were a small child, you began to be schooled on the Word of God. The Word of God, the Scriptures, they are the word by which the wisdom of God is transmitted. And they are the vehicle by which you and I are drawn into the very mind of God. That's the value of the Scripture, in that it is God speaking, God revealing, through human instruments, through human events. But God is the author, through the instrumentality of James and John and Matthew and Mark and Luke and Paul and so many others. God is the author. And that in reading that word, in reflecting on that word, in living with that word, we put on the very mind of God. St. Jerome said that the person who is ignorant of the gospel is the person who is ignorant of Jesus Christ. You can't know Jesus Christ apart from the Word. It is in the Word that He speaks and reveals the face of the Father. The Christian community is called to nurture itself, to read that Word continually. And just as when we pray, when we pick up that word, to know that there are millions of other disciples of the Lord who are at that very same moment reading that word and reflecting on that word. And that the Spirit of God is moving in that word. Little children go off to the chapel. They don't go off to the chapel so that they don't disturb you. They go off to the chapel so that the Word of God might be proclaimed to them in a way they can understand it, in a child's way. So that as they grow, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, as they grow as young children and into adolescence, part of who they are is the Word of God. So the instruction that the church puts before us this day is a definition of who we are. We are a community that prays, and prays unceasingly, and prays with perseverance. And we are a community that is steeped and formed in the Scripture. Those two, if you will, those two foundation stones are the foundation stones upon which the church, the community of faith, rests. And you and I, we plug into that. Just as Hur and Aaron plugged into the prayer of Moses, and because of their prayer, the prayer of Moses was supported, so we plug into the prayer of each other. And in that process, it is faith calling to faith. It is the prayer of one animating the prayer of the other. This month, we celebrate the 45th anniversary of the beginning of the Second Vatican Council. 45 years ago, on the 11th of October, that council gathered. And Blessed John the 23rd told the fathers of that council that in all their discussion, they were to remember who they are. They were to remember what it is to be the church. They're to remember their identity. And he said to them, who you are is simply this. You are people of the book, and you are people of the cup. You are people of the scriptures and people of sacramental prayer. People of the Word of God and people of the Eucharist. It's precisely what the Church seeks to teach to us today. Who we are. And so we come together. And what do? The first thing we come together to do is we come to sit down and to listen to the Word of God, clearly spoken to us this morning, carefully spoken to us, reverently spoken to us. The reading from the book of Exodus, the singing of the psalm, the reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy, the gospel of our Lord according to St. Luke, a smorgasbord of the Word of God that's presented to us amid periods of quiet and silence that we can reflect and chew on that Word because we are people of the book. And after the word, what do? We stand and we raise our hands in prayer. We give thanks to God. We bring who we are and what we do to the table of the Lord. And in that prayer of praise and thanksgiving, we are gifted with the very presence of Jesus Christ. So what we do for 45 minutes or 50 minutes on a Sunday morning is we model what it is to be the church. That there is no moment of the day when the community of faith, more and more people of the book and people of the cup. We turn to the Lord God in faith as we pray.
For the church, that we may pray unceasingly and be open to God's invitation to greater discipleship, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the grace of perseverance, that we may faithfully call upon God in our times of need, even when answers do not seem to come through for us, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a greater love of the Scriptures, that our hearts may desire to hear and learn God's Word and be open to the challenges and the insights it offers, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have no voice or standing in society, that we may be aware of all who are forgotten by society and raise their needs and aspirations before others, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For For all who have been given themselves to a life of persistent prayer, especially contemplative religious, that God will strengthen them and renew their ministry through the Holy Spirit, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace. That God will inspire world leaders to new paths and greater risks to end violence and establish peace and justice for all people, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray for those who are sick, especially Kevin Toby. May the Lord grant them healing, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.